This is CliffCentral.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my absolute tremendous pleasure here on Cliff Central, and this is your show, Inspired Youth SA, and you know we're in partnership with Cliff Central and Pride Factor. We thank you everybody for listening. Today is such an awesome time, but remember to take some time to check out our website at www.cliffcentral.com and download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com, and check out our social media handles, Instagram, cliffcentral.com, and Facebook, Inspire Youth SA, and Twitter, Inspire Youth SA. Ladies and gentlemen, we have awesome people in the studio today, and they are from Code for Change. Code for Change is a building, an ecosystem of coding skills and digital entrepreneurs in secondary schools to help South African economy. And this is an activist organization previously known as Change the World Trust that believes youth have all the idealism, enthusiasm, and energy and intellect needed to transform a society today. And they just need the tools and someone to say, I believe in you. And that's their job. Today we have Portia and Rachel. Ladies, how are you doing?
Hi, we're good. How are you?
Good. I'm happy to have all of you. And thank you for your smiles. You know, it's not easy to be here. It's not too easy to be here. And I'm so happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about you and what you do and all of that.
Well, Code for Change, we're a disruptive nonprofit organization. We're not your typical nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We're just trying to change
nonprofit
organization. So we actually don't like to refer to ourselves as a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
We like to think we're a cool business. That's what we want.
Cool business. I like that.
A cool business.
Social enterprise.
Yes, exactly.
A social enterprise.
Yes.
Man,
so, like you have just read a bit about ourselves, we've been doing IT for about nearly 10 years now. We started in 2009. There we were focused on IT essentials and PC basics, which is your end user computing.
Amazing.
And then since last year, we decided, you know what? No, this is getting boring. We want something better, something that can empower our youth. So we decided to go for coding.
Yeah.
Why coding? Because that's the language of the future.
That's right.
Coding is what we're about. We're hoping to have coding in every high school in South Africa, private or government.
Yeah.
We want to start with the youth. Like you said earlier on, our message to the youth is we believe in you.
I love that. It's quite interesting. Today I was just thinking about, you know, the core value of our society, you know, looking at the economical sector as a whole. And I thought it was quite interesting that the private sector, the government, a non-governmental organization or non-profit organizations and all of that, they're quite suspicious of each other. And I love your approach. I think it's quite a strategic that you're now thinking more entrepreneurially based, and I think that's amazing. So we really celebrate having you here.
No, awesome, thank you. Especially next month being Youth Month,
we're just trying to gear up and
say a lot has changed, guys. Get up, take note, take action.
We gotta get it trending.
Yeah.
We gotta get it trending.
Yeah.
What are your strategic plans that you have, you know, for great impact, you know, your future plans for SA and all of that? I know you're crazy about raising entrepreneurs and really empowering SA. What are your future plans and your strategic plans and all of that?
Okay, just some of the immediate plans that we aim to achieve. That's definitely having more secondary schools in South Africa teaching CAD and IT.
Beautiful.
Just as part of their subject elective. That's like a quarter of the battle won already. Because most schools are not quite equipped able to take on CAD and IT. They either have the resources, but they don't have someone to actually help them run the project.
That's
where we come in, come alongside them, get the Department of Education involved, from school management to the learners themselves to say,
beautiful,
this is exactly what coding is all about. Coding is the language of the future.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually need to future-proof our youth. Not only just because everyone is going to say, from high school, you get into a tertiary, you get a job. But we're just saying there are other ways of you earning an income for yourself, and the future is definitely in IT, ICT sector.
Man, look, I'm not so inclined with the our gadgets and all of that. I'm learning. The other time, one of my mentors here had to actually help me with this whole hashtag thing and all of that. I was like, good God Almighty, how do I go around this?
Sure.
You know, and I think it's incredible that you have such an organization that is going to empower people in such a context. You know, how to use the social media and how to use IT.
Yeah.
How to use all of that in order to reach out to the world. I think it's incredible. I need to give you guys a hand.
No, we're still doing a lot of education. Yeah. I mean, think like some of the corporates will be far ahead of the
course,
but they themselves are still thinking, is South Africa ready for coding? Are we ready for this? But we're definitely going in there.
But isn't it amazing that if you really want to make it in the world, there has to be some form of insanity. You got to go out there and do something.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Something that even if people are not ready, as long as you get to pioneer something, success always comes, even if it's just a little bit later, but it always comes. And you get to, you know, have the accolades to say, well, that was pioneered firstly by Culture Change. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what we're aiming for. Because when you go visit people, like, are we ready for them? Like, you'll be calling us in a couple of months.
That's we already have people
That's
calling
right.
us.
Sure.
We want you in our school.
Congratulations. Yeah. I like that.
No,
I'm also aware that you're also involved with the EduWeek event at the Take It Pro Dome on the 15th and the 16th of June. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so we're going to be exhibiting there. We'll just have a stand, and you can come through. We're going to be having a coding workshop.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we code. So we don't do anything else. We are strictly coders. So if you're going to approach us, we're not going to have a pamphlet. We're going to have computers laid set up and active competitions. So you can create a website within 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, okay.
A very basic website.
Wow.
You know, things like that. So that's who we are, what we're about.
Okay.
So you come through to our stand, our computers are going to be out there, and people will be coding. We just had the most amazing competition last week within Cosmo, because we at Cosmo Secondary School, and it was a 15-minute competition.
That's right.
We had all females winning that within 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So that's who we are.
Yeah, I can hardly write an SMS in 15 minutes.
You think it's impossible, but it's actually possible. The first time they introduced that, we're like, no, that's not going to work.
No.
They're like,
we need more
time. The guys were like, no, it's going to work. And
like
it worked. So we're not the norm.
Wow.
We're not the norm. We just like doing things differently.
I think this is going to be incredible. I think this is really definitely going to be incredible. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please be involved. It's EduWeek, even that Ticket Pro on the 15th to the 6th. 16th of June. So get ready and be part of that. I know Pride Factor will be there and will be hosting this event, as well as the award evening, which Dean Borter and Candice Budisela will be MCs. So you gotta be there. You gotta be there. And you know, we now have our Pride Factor online economy. Please go online at www.pridefactor.co.za. It's going to be incredible. But guys, I want us to talk about destiny a little bit. And obviously in the context of what you do, you know, I thought about this for some time. And I thought, you know, each person in the face of the earth is a seed planted in this generation. I mean, you, Portia, and Rachel, you are a seed planted in this generation. So what do you think? What do you think that, you know, we gotta be ready? How do we prepare? You know, how do we prepare to make sure that as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, and all, we get all inclined with this? Because, you know what? We have to maximize the time. The season now is all technological.
Yeah.
You know, IT is going crazy. I mean, I have people now that I'm paying to do what is so easy to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think if you can enlighten us, how do we prepare better? How do we prepare better?
Well, I think, Kenneth, you might have slightly missed the train, but now I'm looking for the kids that are already in school now, that are already in high school.
Okay.
But definitely, in terms of our age group, we definitely need to reskill our guys. So, I mean, more than 60 percent of jobs that will exist in the future.
So this is only for teenagers. Are you saying this is only for people who are in school?
Primary target market.
That's your primary target market.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you have people
we do.
In the secular world, in the world who aren't in school, who are part of what you do.
No, definitely we do.
Okay.
So how we do, this coding program that we do is called Code Jiga.
Okay.
So how we actually do Code Jiga.
Okay.
Jiga for the dance to say. Okay. Coding is as dancing. It's just a sequence of moves.
Yeah. Okay.
That's definitely what Code Jiga is about. How we bring this program to life is we actually utilize the unemployed youth that we already have in our communities. Mm-hmm. These are matriculants, these are university graduates, university dropouts even, but people that are motivated and are driven and they just want to do more for society and to improve themselves as well. Mm-hmm. So we also offer a web development and leadership training as well. So we skill these guys, make sure they are they're able to deliver this coding training that we do in schools.
Okay.
And then there's also another element for corporates to get involved as well.
Yeah.
They just need to give a shout out to coding and be the ones that are promoting and really supportive and being behind the Code Jiga program and to say, we see you guys, we see what you're doing. These are the schools that we want to adopt and make sure that we bring coding into these particular schools, especially in their areas of operation.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw online that you also have some sort of a volunteer space.
Yes.
If volunteers want to be part of you, what is it that they have to do? Tell me about that.
Okay, so our volunteering engagements, usually we do work with corporates, but then if anyone wants to volunteer, we actually welcome to do that.
Okay.
You can just contact myself. If you go on our website, you do click on that volunteering button, and then you just fill out a bit of information about just a few questions, and then that comes directly to us, and then we'll contact you back. So we're looking for volunteers, mostly coders, but then we don't discriminate. If you want to, if you feel like you can make a difference, come through. We're not the perfect coders ourselves, but then, you know, we're always making sure. It'll be nice to get someone who actually can't code and we teach them how to code. That's, we're trying to build
a lot of because I was a bit worried. I was a bit worried when you said coders. I said, do I consider myself as a coder? You know what I'm saying? But then you answered the question when you said, you know, anybody, even if you're not, if you want just to be impactful, because this is a great platform to touch people and to inspire people.
Definitely.
Yo, I like that. Steve, this is a great time. This is a great time. Like I said, there are incredible, incredible events that are coming. Code for Change, like I said, is a building an ecosystem of coding skills and digital entrepreneurs in secondary school to build a new South African economy. With the situation that we have now in the country, I think that there is such a platform that can actually be prepared and be ready, you know, for young people. You know, inspired youth, let's say. So we're talking about young people. Yes. I think this is an incredible platform where young people can actually get in, even if they're just, you know, entrepreneurially minded, whatever.
Yes.
You know, whatever they want to excel in, they can actually, you know, be a part of this. And this will somehow equip them, you know, for their own businesses and future endeavors and all of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be a part of this. You got to be a part of this. Just a little.
And then, just can I,
okay,
just to add on a bit, with the unemployed youth, where we're planning to go in the future is to have more township startup events. So
all
this
right.
is directly engaged at either matriculants or the youth that's already in our community that's, like you said, entrepreneur-minded, they want to go out and do things, but don't have the tools or don't have the know-how to.
All right.
So this is where we're bringing all these young, inspiring minds in one room to say, these are the platforms we have. This is how you can get involved. This is how you can take yourself from the point that where you are now to where you want to be.
So you provide them with regular content and all of that training, you know, systematically to be able to be part of those programs, I guess.
So this is definitely from the groups that are already in our training platform.
Then
we want to take it one step ahead.
Yeah.
Digital entrepreneurs, you can create your own website. You can get people that are good in designing, people that are good in setting up businesses. And yes, definitely.
It's going to be incredible. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like I said, Pride Factor is going to be a part of this. And Candice Modisele and Dean Borter is going to be a part of this. If you want to know more about our academy, go to www.pridefactor.co.za. And just to give you a little bit of understanding, Pride Factor provides teenagers and young adults with regular content and motivates and guides and rewards them to become the best that they can. Because you got to be the best of who you are. We have to challenge, you know, the public assumptions and broaden our aspirations and guide them to how to achieve their fulfilling careers and lifestyle. And you know what? I don't think you can actually have a lifestyle without coding nowadays.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
At least the basics. At least you need to know the basics.
That's right.
Yeah. I was watching something on YouTube the other day, and she's a blogger. She's like, I make my own website. I went and started learning. So I think it's a necessity for you to learn the basics of coding.
Okay, so you push it. Tell me, how do you use it for your own personal life?
Coding.
Yeah.
Well, learning how to code, it's like reprogramming your brain altogether.
Okay.
So it's a very systematic way of you getting into problem solving. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And that's an everyday skill you use everywhere.
Okay.
It's like a great problem solving skill that you learn. Okay.
But what have you solved in your own life using this particular kind of skill set?
Coding specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
So the end results of the type of training that we do is to have your own website.
Ah, okay.
So to have your own website, and then it goes up to getting apps, robotics, and so it goes up in games and everything else.
Awesome.
But then this means I will not be left behind when the digital transformation happens. Definitely be there.
You'll be up to speed.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Exactly. So I'm future proofed as I'm sitting here.
So
what we want to give the rest of South African youth.
Yeah.
Future proof yourself.
It's so funny when you go on when you try to go on my business website. One of the things that, you know, people call me and talk to me about is that, why is it still pending? Why is it still pending? And I'm like, look, I'm trying to consult as many people as I can to make sure that I have the best website on. But with this understanding, I think we can put some things together, man.
Yes, yes, come can.
Yeah.
We like challenges.
For sure. Wow. Candice, what do you think? How do you use it then? I mean, Rachel.
How do I use coding? Yeah. So when I joined the organization.
Yeah.
I was ambushed. They're like, you need to learn how to code. And I was like, no. Too many things. I can't do it. He's like, no, you can. You can totally do it. And I learned the basics, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And I'm not a perfect coder, but I think I can do something. I'm going to create a website. And I'll definitely put it out there. I think it's possible for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we need to know coding, because when we have our events, we will be helping students. So we need to know what we are talking about, because someone will raise up their hand and we'll be like, okay, the mistake is this. So I'm not a fantastic coder, but I'll give myself a pat on the back.
You're learning. You're learning. Wow.
Exactly. Wow. And that's the same message that we preach to female students, because most of them still think IT is mainly for guys. How do I fit in? We're like, no, look at us. We also came into the organization, didn't know anything about coding, but look at us now. It's definitely achievable. It's definitely possible.
Beautiful. So remember the EduWeek event at Ticket Pro Dome on the 15th to the 16th of June is going to be incredible, and we're going to learn a whole lot from them. So guys, how can people find you? If, what are your Twitter handles? What are your social media handles?
Our website is www.code4 change.co.za, and our Twitter is Code for Change SA, and our Instagram Code for Change SA, Facebook Code for Change SA as well.
Amazing. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pride Factor and Cape Central Partnership Show, Inspired Youth SA. Take some time to check our website on www.clipcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, clipcentral.com, and check out our social media handles, Instagram, clipcentral.com. And Inspired Youth SA on Facebook, Twitter, Inspired Youth SA. I am the Kenneth Malifa, your inspiration, my ultimate intimate motivation. Checking out, holler at you in a minute.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kenneth Malifa on CliffCentral.com. and to be your Soholt and inspired youth, as say. It's going to be an incredible time. Take some time to check out our website, www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com. Check out our social media handles. Very important. Instagram, cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Inspire Youth SA. Twitter, Inspire Youth SA. So, today, I have an incredible man in the studio. And I have a pleasure of telling you that we have incredible things coming up. I am with the CSAP Bomb. Welcome. Good to see you.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good, good. Yeah. Thank you for coming, man. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I know you have huge, exciting events coming at Lake City Local Municipality Rotunda.
Yeah.
Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday on the 29th and the 30th of May.
Yeah.
And this is something to do with the Gauteng provincial involvement.
Yeah.
So, tell me about the events, man. The events and the activities that you guys are going to offer. What's going to be happening?
Kenny, thanks again for having us on the show.
Sure, man.
On the 29th and the 30th.
Yeah.
We've got, for lack of a better word, what I would term a trimmed down version of the provincial expo.
Oh, okay.
That will be taking place at Nasrec from the 9th.
Okay.
The provincial government of Gauteng has brought that trimmed down version of the expo that usually takes place at Nasrec to our township in Rotunda.
Okay.
We are in Gauteng. A lot of people, I'm sure it would be the first time they hear of Rotunda. We're in Gauteng, but we're on the periphery.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So usually we do not get the sort of attention that
we should
and this time the provincial government hence the decision of taking the expo right into our backyard to our wood. Can I go on but with the activities that
I'm listening because we gotta understand what are the activities that you're going to be offering.
The activities obviously are informed by things that are not uniquely challenges to Rotunda. We all know that the issue of youth unemployment is a serious crisis.
Right.
The issue of economic exclusion is a serious problem. The issue of skills development is a serious challenge. And this expo is a culmination of the other engagements we've had. Last year we had a youth summit on the 21st of June.
Oh, yeah.
In trying to gather young people in the same room and see, together with many other various stakeholders.
Okay.
So this is a culmination of that. We'll be having first the Inspired Youth Program.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
Shout out to Dean Porter. We'll be having that. And it's really a privilege for us to have that. Being a municipality that is on the periphery and because of all these issues I've stated before, the issues of skills, issues of economic exclusion, when you are already in the periphery, those things have a dire effect, relatively speaking or comparatively speaking, to people that would be closer to economic activities and many other opportunities.
That's right.
So this is really valuable for us. So we'll be having that for the 2 days. We are an artistic community. We have a lot of gifted artists from craft painting, and we've got a lot of talented musicians that are doing well. And sporting community as well. So you know that in the townships, which is our municipality is relatively a rural municipality.
Yeah, of course.
Heidelberg and Rotunda, Heidelberg being the town and Rotunda being the township, those are the urban areas of our municipality.
That's right.
So we, you know, we'll be having various activities.
Okay.
We'll be having various activities. We'll be having dialogues on sport science, for instance, because in the townships there are a lot of these small teams and so on. We think people that have the natural capability of performing certain tasks,
yeah.
if they would be channeled in the right way and be exposed to the right channel, then they would be able to translate that natural inherent gift that they possess into something that they that would assist them.
Yeah.
And make a livelihood out of that.
That's right.
We'll be together, we'll be having a music dialogue, we'll be having workshops on composition, arrangements, various instruments, music business as well, because there are a lot of people that are talented in our musically, but they are unable to translate that.
Yeah.
We'll be having workshops on art, you know, the business of art. You hardly find an art gallery in a township.
That's right.
People, you know, do even kill each other for artworks, but we are very excluded from that fraternity. So we are trying to enhance that, and we'll be focusing on various things: visual art, portraits, screen printing, photography, and many other things.
So this is quite a wide, you know, a broader governmental program.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's really going to be awesome.
It is.
So how can people get involved with this, man? How do we, you know, get to know how? I know Pride Factor will be hosting the event, and I know Dean Borter will be there, and some of us, the Kenneth Mulifi will be there, and a whole lot of plethora of them will be there. So I think it's going to be a huge gathering, you know, program.
Yeah.
But how do people get involved? How do they make sure that they will be there to maximize this moment?
Those that are interested, obviously with our formal communication platforms as the municipality.
Yeah.
They will get all the details on our social media, for instance, on Facebook, Lisedi Local Municipality.
Okay.
Also, I think I can also give them my email address, csap@lisedi.gov.za.
Okay.
csap@lisedi.gov.za. But we will be, I think, going on a media drive, and hence our presence to the show, and thanks to you guys.
Welcome.
You know, in spreading the word, they must just look out. You know, I think although we do have people that use Twitter and listen, but the majority of the people are still using Facebook. So go to our social media page, Facebook, and they also maybe should look at the website, Lisedi Local Municipality, and you would get the details from there. And they can get hold of us through also the email address that I've just given out right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess you should come and be part of this. And by the way, the event is going to be for free.
Yeah.
And this is going to be motivational.
Yeah.
You know, people get paid, you know, to motivate you, but this time is for free.
Yeah.
Just come and show up and be empowered. It's going to be a tremendous time. Yeah. We're going to be coming with a whole lot of concepts to make sure that we really propel you towards the right direction. So this is going to be incredible. Pride Factor will be hosting an Inspire Youth event on that Tuesday of the 29th. So you got to be ready for this. This is a huge event at Rotunda, at least for the municipality. Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, on the 29th and the 30th of May. Yeah. I want us to a little bit talk about discerning defining moments, you know, because a lot of people are not aware that such an event is actually a defining moment, because if you're not going to be able to understand this was designed for you, to empower you, to propel you, you sometimes miss the opportunity to get to manifest who you are. You know, I like what the Greeks, you know, the Greeks are very, very, you know, are strong in vocabulary. They use the word chronos and kairos. And chronos is, you know, a systematic, you know, study of time. And then kairos has to do with the defining moment. So your everyday, you know, regular day, hours, minutes, and seconds is your chronos, you know. True. But then there are certain times, there are certain situations where you are presented with an opportunity. You have the gift. It's embedded in you. You're pregnant with it. But then all you need is to just know where the opportunity is. Because many people are gifted in SA. I'm sure you would agree with me. No, and sure. I love what you said about, you know, the Lesedi local municipality, when you said that you have a whole lot of young people who are gifted, but opportunities are not really there. So such an event is actually an opportunity for them to actually maximize and discern their defining moment. I say wake up, stand up, and run towards this event, because it's a defining moment. So what do you think about defining moments like this?
Look, you know, as I was, we were driving to this show, I was reflecting, there have been various defining moments before our time.
That's right.
Before our time, and those before us really took the responsibility.
That's right.
And I think sometimes defining moments do pass us by because of the location of our psyche at that time.
That's right. That's right.
You know, sometimes you miss a lot of opportunities because of the location of your psyche. And I think June, as we commemorate those that came before us, that had a particular thinking and that had certain convictions, I think we must start to reflect on that as well.
That's right.
What would be our defining moments?
Wow.
And we are the architects of our defining moments.
Defining moments.
Yeah. I don't think they happen by default.
Yeah.
They should happen by design.
Yeah.
And I think we are engulfed with that challenge and faced with that challenge as this current generation and moving forward.
I totally agree with you. I think the youth prior to 1994 had to know this is the right time to go radical.
Yeah.
This is the right time to jump in and make things happen. And one of the Kenneth Molefe quotes is oftentimes significant moments comes disguised as insignificant events.
Mm-hmm.
You might think, well, it's one of those governmental gatherings, but this is not. There are going to be people who might give you a rhema word, a word that will propel you for your destiny. So if you cannot discern significant moments of your time, man, you might miss your defining moments of destiny. Wise people understand that big things always happen and start out very simple and can appear small at first. You have to have a proper evaluation of this coming event. It's going to be incredulous.
No.
Am I right?
You are correct. It will be a razzmatazz of youth development.
Say that again. It's going to be what?
It's going to be a razzmatazz of youth development.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be awesome. I thought about this. You know, it's so funny that destiny and insanity, they have a secret affair somehow. You know, for lack of a better expression, they have a secret affair, and sometimes I think we miss our time because we don't go radical at anything. We have all these events, you know, presented to us, but nobody is really saying, you know what, I'm gonna get there and get what's mine. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be all different kinds of personality, governmental, you know, personalities. And Caesar will be there himself.
Yeah.
Quite a motivational man. I'm so inspired to have you here on the Youth, Inspired Youth SA. So I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So you need to tell us more about this, man. We need to know more about this.
You know, because of high rates of unemployment, we'll be having also reactivation of TEPO 1 million, which speaks to issues of skills, issues of placement of young people. Then also we will be registering young people that are unemployed into the Lulaways portal. So that when you are registered into that portal, we are able to check whether you need still to be upskilled. If you already have a skill, then Lulaway uses that to match with the job opportunities that come from government, the private sector, and so on. Hence also, and I think I should stress this, yes, this is an event facilitated by government, but the issue of youth development and empowerment in particular,
there has to be some sort of a core value.
It is the agenda of all of
That's
us. It is the agenda of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the importance of all this. If you look at all these initiatives, they do not exclusively require government to function alone. You see that every sector of our society is critical in playing a direct role to the development and alleviating issues of poverty and so on.
So when you say it's actually for all of us, I think you are referring to the private sector, you're referring to the government and non-governmental organizations,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
You know, I think there has to be some sort of a philanthropical kind of a work.
Yeah.
You know, from the government, from the private sector, and non-governmental organization coming together to make sure this becomes a success. And congratulations. This is such a great, great, great program. And you know, Private Sector has an online academy that provides teenagers and young adults with regular content and motivates, guides, and rewards them to become the best that they can be. So Private Sector basically is about helping you mastering your craft. It's very, very important that you go online, check out our website on www.pridefactor.co.za, and you're going to get to know a whole lot about us. So the academy gives us access to weekly episodes, lessons of, you know, careful, structured, inspirational curriculum, which includes life-enhancing aspects and passion, persistence, direction, respect, and improvement, along with references to relevant sources of further information. So be a part of this. It's going to be incredible. And this is Inspired Youth SA and on Cliff Central. They're all in partnership with Pride Factor. So we thank you. Thank you for coming.
No, the pleasure is all ours. The pleasure is all ours.
What are your future plans?
Personally?
No. With the program. Yeah.
The program.
Yeah.
I think what we would want to do is to, yes, this is an event, it is a beginning of a process.
Mm-hmm.
And we've set goals for ourselves. And we have, for instance, at the municipality, trying to issue out various opportunities for training. And this event, we aim to expose young people to information that they need to filter and play an active role in the broader plan of development of our community.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's I guess you have come up with that strategically to make sure that you reach your core value.
Yeah.
And that is youth empowerment.
Yes.
Beautiful. Wow. Take some time to check out our website, www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com, and check out our social media handles, Instagram, cliffcentral.com, and Facebook, Inspired Youth SA. Our Twitter handle is Inspired Youth SA. I'm the Kenneth Malife, and your inspiration, my ultimate intimate motivation. Holla at you.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.